every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That with Ron Say here and Mike Gary. Mike, we are still in the midst of enjoying the high holidays. Yom Kippur is upon us. How are things with that with you?
Well, I just hope that you and your family and everybody that's listening ends up in the Book of Life this year.
Thank you so much. I hope you the same. We've got a lot of things going on this week. We have the baseball playoffs, which we're going to be discussing with our guest Bobby Valentine coming up in our first segment. And, of course, a lot of great football last week. Number one, Ohio State beat the Huskies in Seattle. I was hoping a little bit more from the Huskies, but I can't be too disappointed. They hung in there all the way up to about 5 minutes in the game. We're in it.
It was a good
game. Couldn't get any offense going. So kudos to Ohio State. And the Oregon Ducks went all the way back to Penn State. And what a game that was in the all-white stadium, 106,000, the biggest stadium in college football, and came away with an overtime victory. And it looked like they had it sealed away. And then Penn State made, I think they were held to about like 100 yards midway through the fourth quarter, and then they had two incredible scoring drives and put the game into overtime, and Oregon came away with a victory. So I was very happy about the West Coast team coming away with a victory.
Love to see it, because we talked about this last week, how, you know, you mentioned the biggest college stadium, you know, great college atmosphere, a very tough place to play at Penn State, and Oregon goes in there and beats them. And to see the ghosts, the phoenixes of the former Pac-12 rise, you love to see it.
Well, you know, Oregon is the defending Pac-10 champion, and they won the conference championship as well against Penn State. And so I'm glad to see that they are now number two in the polls. And they have a bye week, but tough loss for USC by 2 points, last second field goal against Illinois, 9th or 11th, whatever it was. They were ranked before, and UCLA, at least they played a lot better, but they did lose.
They're firing people left and right. Fired their offensive coordinator, fired the coach the week before.
Yeah, it is sad to see what's going on over there. That program has disintegrated. Really exciting time right now. The playoffs are in full force. By the time that you hear this podcast, you will only have one winner that we can talk about, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers moving on to play the vaunted Philadelphia Phillies. We'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this message. Hey, everyone. Ron Say here. Welcome to From Field to Finances. Today, I'm proud to spotlight Brad Kreger, founder of BFF Financial.
Hi, Brad.
When most people talk about life insurance, they think about what happens after one has passed away. But today, we're talking about living benefits, what life insurance can do for you while you're still alive.
Exactly. Yeah. Living benefits are these additional contract benefits that give you access to the values in your life insurance policy when you're still alive and life throws something unexpected at you. First up, we can talk about an accelerated benefits rider, which is there if you're ever diagnosed with a terminal illness. It can give you access to a portion of your death benefit early so it can help that financial burden on your family. There's also a critical illness rider that you can add, which is like for conditions like a heart attack or invasive cancer, loss of a limb. These things that are life-changing, and that rider will help you cover those expenses so you can focus more on recovery.
And spend more time with your loved ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole concept of the living benefits is to provide those values while you're alive, so you don't have to just wait until you pass away, so you can live a better life in those final few months or however it is. For the parents, there's also a big one. It's a children's term rider. It's a one rider can actually cover all the children in your household. And it'll do things like essentially it's life insurance coverage for that child, and it can cover them through early adulthood. They can turn it into permanent insurance without getting an exam. And sometimes it's also it can be used as an affordable way to grow coverage because you can get up to about five times what they have on them. And let's not forget about the disability waiver of premium, which means that if you're injured or disabled in any way where you can't work, it'll pay your premiums for you and keep your life insurance in force.
So what you're saying is life insurance isn't just about when you pass away. It's about the living benefits that can provide financial protection and other benefits while you're still alive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Ron. And in California, you know, we have a really high living costs and medical costs are through the roof. And having some of these benefits can be a real game changer. I mean, again, I think through this and it's better to have something and not need it than to need it and not have it. So if you have life insurance and you don't have these things in and added to your policy, you might want to consider getting a new policy that does have them. Bottom line, you wouldn't want to leave these benefits just if they're available, you want them in your policy. So when you're considering life insurance, it really is to protect your family once you're gone, but also can provide you with benefits while you're still here. If you want to learn more about this, you can call me at 888-908-4BFF, or you can visit bfffinancial.com. Go to the resources tab, click on From Field to Finances, and you can download our free resource, which is titled Life Insurance Living Benefits Californians Shouldn't Overlook.
Please check that out with Brad Krieger, BFF Financial. Thank you so much, Brad.
Yep.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we are back. We'll see about that. And our special guest, Bobby Valentine, who will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. All right, Bobby Valentine is back, and we are in deep with the first round of the playoffs. The wild card teams are still playing. We will not have a result until you hear this the next time. And the only team that is in right now that's moving on to play the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend is the Los Angeles Dodgers, who defeated the Cincinnati Reds 2-1. Bobby, welcome back to the show. I've always wanted to kind of dig into a person who has been a manager, because to me, the rosters of which you try to choose the players gets extremely difficult. You have a 3-game series, which is really dicey. You have a 5-game series in the National League Divisional Series. And then you have the 7-game series that go into the NLCS. I believe it's the NLCS now, and also the World Series. How do you go about trying to come up with a plan that you have a 3-game series like we're experiencing right now, the wild card team? This is really dicey. You lose this first game, you're already 1 game away from being sent home after 2 days.
Yeah, Ronnie, how are you? Good being with you, Ron. And,
thanks.
And you know, in this series in particular, but as the series go on, the same thing holds true. And that is, you might not be able to pitch the pitcher you want to pitch because you had to pitch him in the game that got you into the wild card series. In 99, the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds tied after 162. We had a 1-game playoff. Al Leiter was available for that 1-game playoff. We won and went on to start the wild card round, the first round of the playoffs. Al wasn't available because he had to be used in game 163. So, you know, you can't get enough arms. We know that. And you want to protect any what-if situations, but all the what-if situations can't be accommodated with one roster. So you're guessing, do we need a pinch runner? Are we going to need a right-handed bat? Hey, is there a defense replacement that's going to be needed before this happens? And what if, just try to cover as many bases as possible.
Well, I think that's evident because the Dodgers in this 3-game roster, they left Kershaw off. I would presume that they felt that they were going to use their two top starters for that. You're right. It is difficult to try and do that, especially when you got to get there first. And I remember a situation we had in 1984 with the Cubs. We had a 2-1 lead in San Diego, and Rick Sutcliffe, the Cy Young Award winner, 16-1, threw
the
a shutout.
You the recommended
first game.
The Dallas Green to get because you knew him from the Dodgers.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so now he is scheduled to pitch game four. All right.
Yeah.
Now you got to beat Sutcliffe, the Cy Young winner, who shut him out the first time again and then win one more. Well, what did they decide to do? They bypassed him and they said, well, we wanted to hold him for game one of the World Series.
Okay? How'd that work out, Penguin?
Not too good. Not too good. Because as you know, when you go to that final elimination game, regardless of who's pitching and who's playing, it's up for grabs. And that's exactly the way that it went for the first seven innings of game five. We got a tie ball game, and then something goes a little bit out of whack, and the game goes into the toilet, and that's it. So, you know, when Gary Matthews and I, the Sarge, were discussing, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? We're not pitching Sutcliffe in game four? I mean, psychologically, you know how this works. Nobody's beaten him. And not only do you have to beat him, but you got to win one more. So I felt that if we would have just gone forward with our original plan, probably would have worked out okay. But, yes, it does get dicey, you know. They also left off a relief pitcher, Banda, who's been a part of their bullpen for the most of the year.
Yeah, the Dodgers did, yeah.
And they took Conforto off the roster. And I don't know how that plays out. Well, it's not a vote of confidence, is it? But he did not have the kind of year that – would have instilled confidence to put him on the roster, right? You hit under 200.
The entire season.
Yeah, yeah. And they kept,
you know, you have to make that decision when it comes, as they say, cutting time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just saw this yesterday too. The Detroit Tigers, you're in an elimination game. You are now starting a kid that's making his major league debut. That's not a vote of confidence for anybody who was the starting center fielder. And I don't
no,
know.
You're not trying to make friends once the playoffs get here. You're trying to win games. And people have to understand that. And the idea of a team not really being a democracy, you know, you said like you and Sarge were talking it over. But, you know, the decision was resting on the guy who was sitting in that little office there in Chicago. And he had to make a decision. So one of the crazy things that happens, Ronnie, with the roster maneuverability is that sometimes guys get into another situation that they're not really comfortable in. That might be a starting pitcher pitching in relief.
Right.
Of course, Steve Rogers is infamous in my mind, coming in the ninth inning in Montreal against the Dodgers way back one. Right? Great starting pitcher. But that goes on and on. But Oral also went from the mound to the bullpen to the mound to the bullpen, you know? I mean, there's different strokes for different folks. And I think the main thing is that there's a continuity in thought amongst the entire group when these changes are made. And, you know, you develop that trust during the year. You play 162 to establish the trust in the decision maker. And, you know, you have to move forward. And sometimes it's weird. Hey, pinch hitting for a guy with 112 RBIs, 36 home runs yesterday in Detroit. And I like their manager, A.J. Finch, a lot. But I'm going to tell you what, talking about vote of confidence, I like the response today when he got up against a left-hander today. Left on left, he drilled a base hit to right field. So, you know, that's like, hey, I should be in here against left-handers, and he probably will be the rest of the way.
I have another question now, because I remember conversations that I had with a former Dodger manager, Davey Johnson, especially when interleague play would come up and they have to tweak the roster a little bit if they're going to have a DH, which is now universal.
Yeah.
And I used to go in and speak with him, and he said, and I said, what's wrong? What's the matter? What's happening? He says, we're playing up in the weekend. We're playing an interleague game, and I didn't get the guy that I wanted. And so how many battles did you have with your general manager about stuff like that? I mean, it has to come up because the general manager's protecting himself with the players that he is responsible, and you're trying to do the best job of putting a lineup together that and a roster together that best suits how you feel about it.
Yeah, you know, it's when you're in the clubhouse and in the dugout, I think that there's a feel that is one move removed from the guys in the front office. And it's just the feel, all right? I mean, everyone has the same numbers. Everyone knows matchups and the things that you can see from afar. But the things that you see in the clubhouse, you also feel them, right, Ron?
Right.
And when you feel it, that's the thing that I think you should march on to the field with. And I had too many of those arguments. That's why I got fired as often as I did, obviously. But, you know, one I remember, they extended the roster to play in Japan because the Mets and the Cubs opened up the 2000 season in Japan. And so they extended the roster by two because of the jet lag and all the nonsense. Right. And I was fighting over the 25th guy on the roster. And the guy I wanted was Benny Agbayani, and the general manager didn't want him. And because of the extended roster, we got to bring Benny Agbayani to Japan for the opening series against the Cubs. And with the bases loaded in extra innings, my 27th man on the roster, Benny Agbayani, marched up to pinch hit, hit a grand slam, and was with us the rest of the season. So, you know, sometimes you get lucky with those decisions.
Isn't it nice to be right? And we're going to be right back with Bobby Valentine after this message.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we're back with We'll See About That with our special guest, Bobby Valentine. Bobby, I just got a quick story to tell you. It goes back to old school baseball, and it's, you know, nice to be right. Dusty Baker was managing in Houston, and this is when Zach Greinke was over there.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a time in the game where Zach is struggling. I think he's got runners at first and third, and there were two outs, and the announcers are calling for the reliever from the bullpen. And Dusty walks to the mound, and it looks like, oh, it looks like Dusty's made the right choice. You know, he's the metrics will tell you right here and now that it's time to take him out and put somebody in. And Dusty goes out, and he and Zach have a brief discussion, and Zach gave him the thumbs up, and Dusty walked back, and the announcers are coming apart. Oh, my God, he's going to have to answer for this move. The guy that's not coming in has had great success against so-and-so and whatever. So here we are, old school baseball like you're talking about, right?
And yeah, basically the feel, you know, with the feel, you need the information too. And you know, what we do as baseball lifers is we take all that information in. It's just not the numbers, and it's just not the emotion, and it's not just the feel, but it's that combination of everything that you've seen in the past, heard in the past, seen for the future, and what those numbers are supposed to do. And you make a decision, you know. It's a tough decision. I had the toughest decision I ever had was in game six of the National League Championship playoffs in 1999. It was a back and forth battle against the Braves, who we never beat, and we're playing in their place, and we have momentum, and the game goes into extra innings, and they load the bases, and I have one guy left in the bullpen. I have Kenny Rogers out on the mound, and I have Andrew Jones coming to the plate. Mm-hmm. And what I have seen in the past is Andrew chased the changeup all the time. I watched Andrew had over 700 at-bats. You know, he walked 45 times. He liked to swing that shillelagh, you know. And I had Kenny Rogers, who never gave in to a hitter as long as he was out on the mound. And sure enough, I left him in instead of bringing in Octavio Dotel, who was the last pitcher in my bullpen, a rookie on the squad, and Andrew Jones, with the bases loaded and the score tied in extra innings, walked.
Oh, no.
3-2 pitch. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, I had a little gut. I had a little, well, he's going to put it in play. He chases the changeup. Let's see where the changeup goes. And he never advanced it forward. The changeup went to Mike Piazza, who was catching, and we all walked off the mound. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I remember Dotel had some pretty good stuff too, didn't he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, the opening rounds of the wild card, we have seen old school baseball again.
Yeah.
We've had some bunts laid down.
Yeah.
And the winning run the other day that Detroit scored and beat Cleveland in the first game of the wild card 2-1, the winning run scored by way of a bunt.
Yes.
You know, I am thrilled that that we haven't forgotten how valuable small ball is, especially when you get to the end of the season and now you're playing for all the marbles.
Oh, I'm with you, Ron. I call it baseball. I don't call it small ball. I mean, that's baseball. When you have a situation and you have a guy who's excitable out on the mound for the New York Yankees, who lays a bull in a china closet, and you put a bunt down the third baseline thinking maybe he'll kick it, maybe he'll throw it away, or maybe he'll just advance the runners to second and third with one out And what happens, the best of all worlds, he feels it cleanly, throws it away, and the Red Sox get to advance. To another day. With baseball being played, there's the other one. I don't know if you watched the Yankee game there with Jazz Chisholm scores from first, right? On a
double.
Basically on a double to right field, right?
Down the line, yeah.
Well, I always had contention in that situation when the run can beat me with two outs. I held the guy on. I didn't play behind him because I didn't want him scoring on a double.
Right.
I wanted him to get two hits with two outs, not
correct.
Just have that one hit where the guy's off and running. And interestingly enough, Cora with the Red Sox decided to play behind the runner. And I don't see there any reason to play behind the runner. I understand you could get that ground ball between first and second better if you're playing behind the runner. But I like hold them on and then stay on the line so the ball doesn't go down the line for that double that rattles around in the corner. And I was surprised when, people are evaluating and the microscope is on. I was really surprised that that wasn't criticized more than it was.
Well, I got to tell you, I read the postscript of this game. I can't remember exactly where. It might have been Instagram, might have been the paper, might have been a news report. But he got hammered.
He did.
Absolutely got hammered.
Well,
and that was not one of them.
I didn't read. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not one of them. It was the other things that they felt. They took no remorse.
For 40 plus pitches, not having a backup plan. Yeah, I thought Cora was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, he got hammered. I'm telling you, they hammered him across the board. They say that the only reason this game is going to number three. Is because of the fact that he pretty much messed this game up from top to bottom. So that's an astute comment coming from you, Bobby. I agree with you. That is another thing that sometimes I think our listening and viewing audience don't pay attention to, that little thing right there. And that's why you had the job that you did.
Or – Ron, how about – you mentioned it earlier. I was really impressed with the Dodger catcher, who I had never heard of and never saw him play before.
Right.
And I watch a lot of this stuff. But how impressive with him getting – he had two bunts down,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Like perfectly
bunts.
Bunted balls.
A lost art. And
unbelievable.
And, yes. And, huh? And the other thing that was criticized by Cora is he had a player come to the plate who – I believe it was Rafaela, he had him bunting, and the awkwardness of which he tried to bunt, of which he popped up a bunt.
Yeah,
it's another thing of asking your players something to do that they're not comfortable with. I mean, if you have a guy that is not a base dealer, you don't all of a sudden ask him to steal a base late in the game.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you try to stay within the boundaries of which you can be successful.
But that guy should be able to bunt.
Absolutely.
He can't. It didn't look like he could. But for my eyes, again, it looked like he was unwilling.
It didn't look like
to me it was a technical deficiency. It looked like there was no commitment to the play.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You have to have.
That's just my eyes.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I see that as well.
Right.
You know, a lot of time you get body language saying,
"I wanted to be the hero.
I don't want to bunt. What are you asking me to bunt for?
As I got 14 tickets for this game, and I had to pay for 10 of them.
Yeah.
My family's here. I'm not bunting.
Oh God.
How about tickets?
Yeah.
How much of a scene was it then, and it's really controlled now.
Yeah.
But for you, in all of your big game experience, how much of a distraction was it to leave tickets for friends or family or your friends and family, huh?
I had people getting upset with me because of where the seats were, okay?
Right.
I mean, I'm not sitting over here. I'm sitting over here. And who paid for these tickets? Who gave you these tickets? I had 50 people going to the game, and they're complaining about where they're sitting.
And they all wanted right behind the dugout in the second row. Are you me? Of course. What are you doing, Penguin?
There are no bad seats in Dodger Stadium, folks. There are no pillars to keep you from seeing the game. Don't you understand? It was designed that way, okay? I have people that love to go to games because they don't care where they sit, okay, as long as they're getting to go to the game.
I love when they complain. I love when they complain. I love when they when I'm miserable before the game because of it. But what are you going to do? Those days are gone. But, you know, you said no bad seats in Dodger Stadium. That's true. But I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I asked my friends where they were sitting, and they were up in the upper deck.
Right.
I said, let me come up and find you. And I went up there. And I walked down those stairs. My God, no railing. I replaced both of my knees. I'm thinking, this is going to be the end. I'm going down this steep staircase at Dodger Stadium, and I'm going to wind up in the dugout.
Yeah.
Wow, they're steep up there.
Yeah, well, that's where I came in. My very first time at Dodger Stadium, when I came in and was going to the clubhouse, my first day in the big leagues, I came in from the top where that logo is. And it looks like a sunken diamond from up there. And, you know, over the years of which I worked there, you know, I pretty much visited every place in that stadium. And I got up to the top one night, and these people had season tickets for God knows how long, right? They loved to watch the game from up there, okay? Everybody has their own tastes of what they like. But they loved seeing the game from up there. So, you know, some people like sitting behind the foul pole. We're going to be right back with Bobby Valentine right after this.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old LA.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the champion MVP and the legend, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary. Thank you so much once again to Bobby Valentine, the Oracle of Baseball. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1977, when the aforementioned Dusty Baker hits his 30th homer of the season against the violent-hitted Astros, J.R. Richard, the Dodgers become the first team in Major League history to have four players hit 30 or more home runs. He joins Steve Garvey, Reggie Smith, and Ron Say to complete the foursome.
The last at-bat of the season, Reggie Smith told J.R. Richards that Dusty was going to hit his 30th home run off of him before the game started. Wow. And we took the picture of the foursome before we accomplished the goal.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much, Dusty. You took us off the hook. John Suhu is responsible for that, a picture that you may not have seen ever if we hadn't taken it early. Unbelievable how that
So what did he – did he hang one of those ridiculous sliders or did he hit his fastball?
I have no idea. All wow. I know is that Dusty
J.R.
came bottom of the ninth inning of the last game. Okay?
Nope,
bottom
kidding.
Of the ninth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk about wow. clutch. Don't ask me to do that. I mean, I don't know how he did it. I didn't hit a home run off J.R. in my career. He's one of those guys that escaped me. Oh, yeah. What a great
many,
yeah.
many a right-hander. Yeah, that shows me something.
Yeah,
wow.
He wore us out. He did. He always pitched pretty great against us. Speaking about players who are great, you know, we have, you know, really an amazing time in baseball this year, highlighted by, let's just go to everyday players. Aaron Judge. The fourth time in his career that he hits 50 home runs, tying him with Babe Ruth all-time already. Wins the batting title, has the highest WAR in the game, leads the league in just about every statistical category, except home runs, which was done by a guy who had an unbelievable year, a catcher who sets an all-time home run record for catchers, an all-time home run record for switch hitters. He catches every day. He hits 60 home runs, led the league in runs batted in, probably not going to win the MVP. Unbelievable year.
Unbelievable years. Yeah, I mean, what they've done in the American League. Judge is a man amongst boys in most competitions. He's really an amazing character. You know, they can't throw it high to him. He's
too big.
6'7", and the high pitch that these guys get used to throwing to mere mortals is right down the middle for him. Yeah. And it's hard for a lot of these guys to elevate that ball up to be high on Judge. So he has a distinct advantage, and I think all tall guys do. I thought Ted Williams, you know, with his eye, John Olerud, who was 6'5", and I thought had the advantage. Otani, they, you know, Ronnie, we mere mortals that, you know, I know you were 5'11", but you were never 5'11", okay? And I know in your card it says 5'11", but even with your spikes on, walking in concrete, you weren't 5'11". But you're that high pitch to you, which was kind of shoulder high,
right,
is basically a half a ball above the belt to him.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And it's real difficult. And that's to his advantage, and it's not a criticism. It's just an amazing thing. He gets so many great pitches to hit, and he's great. But the other guy, for whatever it matters, I think he's the most valuable player to his team. He might not be the most valuable player in the league, if that makes any sense. That maybe Judge, you know, was the most spectacular and most valuable player in the league for what he did. But for a team, and I watch the Seattle team, you know, I'm out here in L.A. as you are, and I hang around with the Angel people, and I watch Seattle, And, you know, for the first half of the season, there was no help. He was the lone man standing, and he was hitting home runs. The second half, he got a little help where guys contributed a little. But, you know, with Judge, my goodness, I mean, you have Grissom hitting 35 home runs out of nowhere. You've got guys on the team who are MVPs playing with him, in front of him and behind him. And that's a little different hitting in that environment. That's all I'm going to say. I think Judge is the greatest hitter since Barry Bonds.
Wow. That's a heavy statement.
Yeah.
And, of course, they have a friendly short porch in Yankee Stadium. Bellinger did have a good year. 29 home runs, 98 RBIs. He was like their second overall most productive player. And they had, like you say, Grisham and Chisholm.
These are 30 bomb guys, Johnny.
Yeah, exactly.
These aren't guys. These are 30 bomb guys.
They're the number one offense in baseball.
Sure.
Their bullpen, I think, was ranked number one or up there pretty good. It's I think New York fan is probably – I mean, the Yankees are not through to the next round yet as we speak.
No.
And the Mets got eliminated. Okay, and
yes.
Who took their place? The Cincinnati Reds, right?
And they're gone.
And they didn't put up much of a fight. Their starting pitching was not good. They fumbled the ball around a little too much for me.
Johnny, they're not a good team. What the heck? They had five guys who had less than a year's major league experience. Come on. You don't go into battle against, the Dodgers with that kind of roster. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it was a bit much of an ask for that.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Mariners. I think they've got a real good shot. And they're playing at home, which I think is a big plus. I think they're going to have a lot of support. I think they're going to be jacked up for it. I think Milwaukee has been the best team overall. The first half of the season in the American League, Detroit was, and Detroit came apart. They almost did not make it in. You know, it was a battle between them,
they're winning
Boston,
2-1
and Houston.
In the seventh, as we speak. I don't know if this is time sensitive, but I know what you mean. They're not good teams either, though. Cleveland's not a good team. They have a great player, and he's one of the greatest.
Jose Ramirez,
my money, is as good a player as I've seen on a baseball field.
Well, a few years ago when, he was consistently putting numbers together, I still thought that because of what Arenado was doing at the time, that Arenado was number one. And I thought a couple of years ago that Austin Riley kind of moved into that top five spot too. But Ramirez has always been there, And
the third baseman when you see a third baseman. It's just, again, I say with his supporting cast and with his expectation, he never disappoints.
He doesn't.
I mean, he has an at-bat. It goes 3-2. He might swing at a nasty pitch right on the black away and strike out and walk away shaking his head. But he gives it every time he's at the plate and in the field and on the bases. I mean, he's a dude.
He is a dude. And he stole 30-some bases, hit 30-some home runs. So he's a 30-30 guy. Normally you can see his numbers being around, 100 runs batted in as well. He plays every day. He plays well every day defensively. Yeah, he's easily Cleveland's best player. I've liked him for a long time. He is a terrific player, but you can't win with just that because Cleveland does not score that many runs.
No, and that's the gig. He doesn't have that luxury that Dodger hitters and Yankee hitters have of facing the – facing those guys who are getting sent back to the minor leagues after the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't have that surrounding cast.
You're not taking those at-bats against the guys who aren't good pitchers. It's always a close game, and Cleveland really stunk for 5 months of the season.
They did.
They're a mediocre team at best.
Yeah, they were .500 through about 120 games or so.
Right? Goodness.
So, he kind of reminds me of Dale Murphy, playing superior talent,
like
playing with a team that
you
look at his numbers at the end of the year, he's got 100 RBIs, he's got 35 home runs. You say, my God, he did that almost by himself, Yeah.
And played every game hard. Every at bat was spectacular. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
But he was recognized with two MVPs.
No, I get that.
Recognized with the Hall of Fame, but was recognized with two MVPs.
Yeah, I get that. But it's kind of hard when you have an MVP caliber player playing on a team that's in last place. It just
no kidding.
It doesn't wash very well, right?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about Shohei Ohtani that this guy simply goes above and beyond all the time. You know, he finished above 50 home runs for the second year in a row. He starts the playoffs off by leading off the game with a home run and then adds another one in later in the game. There doesn't seem to be any stage too big for him to perform. I am kind of in awe because I have no idea how you do some of the things that he does. And you mentioned, you know, the big strike zone. I do believe in that. And trust me, he's 6'5", and he weighs about 250, and he runs, okay? I mean, it's you know, and then when he does pitch, and who knows what he's going to do in these playoffs, they had another, you know, one of those amazing stats where it says he's the first guy to strike out 50 in a year and hit 50 home runs. You know, I don't know where they come up with all these things, but that's quite a feat. And, you know, that's when he becomes, you know, the modern-day Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I wish we got to see Babe Ruth. But, again, Babe Ruth was different, right? He stuck out. He played in the major leagues with a lot of major league players, and he was different.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani plays in the major leagues with a lot of major league players, and he's different.
Yeah.
He's just in that genius class. I think of all these guys, they're so good, and they are, to get to the major leagues, you know, it's a one percenter, and to be as good as you were in the major league level, Ronnie, that's a whole nother level. But all those guys are like concert pianists. And I think of Ohtani as like a Mozart, a guy who not only can play the piano, but play every instrument that there is in the orchestra, write the music and conduct it while he's playing it. He's just a genius. I've watched him, and he's different. And I hope he can stay healthy for the next 10 years.
Well, I hope so too. And Bobby, we're winding down once again. Still, we have got plenty to talk about, and you're welcome back anytime. And we'd love to have you back at any time when you're available. But thank you so much for your expertise once again. It's a pleasure always talking with you. And I'm sure the fans out there who are listening and viewing today learned a lot from what you've had to say about, you know, what different kind of jobs managerial people do have. So thank you so much for that insight.
Thanks, Ron. Always good being with you anytime, any place. See you, man.
Thanks, Bobby. There you have it, Bobby Valentine. And we'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this. Stay tuned. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Campy, just fine.
Hey, say, how you doing it?
One game at a time.
Okay, I want to thank Bobby Valentine for joining us today as our special guest and talking about the current Major League Baseball playoffs going on. A lot of great insight there about managerial positions and decisions that have to be made. I also want to talk about my website, theronsayshow.com. Please go over there and visit that site. We have all of our podcast shows with our guests accessible at the site. We have Penguin Power, my book, available for multiple signing options. And if you want to reach me on Cameo for special requests, and you can reach me on Instagram at @TheOfficialRonSay.
Also Facebook as well, new and improved
Facebook. That's right. We're on Facebook. Driving me crazy, but we're on Facebook. And, we didn't get a chance to talk about, pro football a little bit, the 49ers and Rams, Yom Kippur. My Rams are really struggling. Way too many injuries. The quarterback's out. The wide receivers are out. They lost all kinds of people. They had four turnovers in their game to Jacksonville last week. Couldn't get any offense going. Doesn't look good for them. They're playing the Rams at SoFi. Looks like the Rams are probably going to be in control of that game. And my choice for the Super Bowl looks like it's already done after 4 weeks. Baltimore Ravens are just falling apart. No defense whatsoever. Now Lamar Jackson is hurt, so doesn't look good for them. Really disappointed in that. I really thought they were going to have a good shot.
Yeah, it's so weird. The Baltimore Ravens, they're known to have great defense, but I mean their front four looks okay, but their secondary awful.
Yeah, well, I will say that my Washington State Cougars did win on a rebound game. Glad to see that happen. Some really interesting games also as well. The Alabama-Georgia game went down to overtime. Looks like Alabama might be on the rebound, and Georgia's sliding just a bit.
Utah looks strong, too.
Utah's pretty good. Mississippi beat LSU and climbed all the way up to number four. But I'm hoping that Oregon is going to continue to make the run. I would really like to see them finish this out strong again. So I want to thank all of you guys for joining us this weekend. There's going to be great baseball and football, college level, pro football. Amazing weekend for those who are sports fans. Enjoy your weekend. Hope your teams win. Happy holidays to all of you celebrating the holidays, the high holidays, and we'll hope to see you next weekend. Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.